Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be part of mine. I'm excited about getting Katie Strong on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Associated Builders and Contractors Association. Now, you've met some of the folks at the ABC before, but we haven't met Katie before. This is her first visit on the show, and we're going to talk about something that's very, very important to my small business and to your small business, whether you know it or not. Katie Strong, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Katie, two weeks ago, I was at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit, and there were several hundred small business owners there, and we polled them through the Meridius system. You may be familiar with it. It's sort of like who wants to be a millionaire when you poll the audience, when you ask the audience. Sure. We had that kind of capability, and we asked them what was the thing that kept them up at night? What was the thing that was the most, that concerned them the most? And guess what they said?
I can imagine it's healthcare.
Increased runaway healthcare premiums for their employees.
We're hearing the same thing from our membership all across the country.
We've had 3 or 4 years of double-digit increases in premiums, haven't we?
Absolutely. Across the board.
Right. Now, when we asked that same group, what was the best solution to the problem? They said association health plans.
That doesn't surprise me either.
The largest solution of all the things was association health plans or AHPs.
That is correct. And ABC has been an advocate for association health plans for since this battle's been taken up in Congress for the past 10 years. In fact, ABC offered our own association plan for about 47 years. We had to do it on a state-by-state basis.
Because each state has its own insurance laws, and you can't buy insurance across state lines, can you?
That is correct.
That's correct.
And that's what this legislation would do, would allow trade associations and professional associations like ABC, like the Chamber of Commerce, like NFIB and the Restaurant Association, to allow them to offer insurance to their membership across state lines, pooling that risk and spreading it out, across, thousands if not millions of members.
Well, exactly. And it would allow any industry trade group to do this. It would allow buying groups to do this. There are so many different ways that we could do this. And you know what's amazing, Katie, is that, as you know very well, small business owners create over half of the $10.3 trillion gross domestic product in the United States.
Correct.
And we signed the front of about 60% of all U.S. paychecks, and yet we can't have the same kind of a bargaining power when it comes to health care as General Motors or any of the trade unions.
That's right. This type of ERISA benefit is allowed to, like you just said, large corporations and unions through Taft-Hartley plans, and they have enjoyed that economies of scale, that negotiating and bargaining power with their insurance agents for years, yet there is nothing that puts small businesses on that level playing field currently, that AHPs would do that.
Well, and here's how it impacts small businesses, folks. Number one, most small business owners want to provide benefits for their employees, but they also have to make a profit. And Katie, sometimes the way the premiums have been increasing over the last several years, it's gotten to the point where some companies have had to say, okay, do I stay in business or do I not stay in business? And staying in business for some companies meant that they had to drop or diminish the health care plans.
That's right. It is. It's a competitiveness issue. Keeping small businesses competitive among their industry competitors. In addition, though, what we don't like seeing, and what business owners, small business owners, have been forced to do, if they haven't dropped coverage altogether or reducing benefits year by year to be able to swallow that increase in pay, in their rates. They've had larger co-pays that they've had to pass on, higher deductibles to their employees, strictly to be able to provide mm-hmm. them some coverage if they haven't dropped coverage at all. And let me tell you, we still think the employer-based health care model is the best in the world, and
There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
But we've got to make it. We've got to make it so that the largest job generator in the nation. The people who employ the most people in the country, the people who create over half of the economy, we've got to make it where that group is competitive, but at the same time, not hurting the viability of the company. Another area that it hurts our competitiveness, and when we can't offer as good a benefits as we'd like to, if at all, Katie, and that is when in hiring good people. You know, more and more small businesses are becoming attractive to people who maybe 20 years ago, their father or their uncle or aunt would have been more favorably disposed to work for a large company. More and more people today are saying, hey, I think maybe I'll go to work for a small company. That's where the fun is. That's where the excitement is. But they do want those benefits. And we need small business owners need to be able to compete for those good employees.
You're right. In addition, small business owners also treat their employees much more like family. And they want to take care of them. And, you know, when you do hire these good employees, you want to be able to keep them and, you know, keep them happy and keep them safe and keep them insured in addition to their families. And then one other point I'd like to make, Jim, is that when you're buying insurance, a small business owner is buying insurance for their employees, they're also buying it for themselves and their family.
Right. That's exactly right. And there are small business owners who every year, literally, I know them, Katie. I know where they live, who have told me that they've had to drop their own health care insurance. Now, the answer for those people, and for me and for you, Katie, for that matter, is not for the government to start a universal health plan. The answer is for it to be employer-based, just like you said a minute ago. Folks, this has passed one of our houses of Congress. This AHP plan has passed. It is stuck in the other one. When we come back, we're going to get Katie to tell us about that and what you and I can do about fixing this so we can have association health plans available to small business owners. 10:20 after, I'll be right back. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This is Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar. Katie Strong is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Associated Builders and Contractors. That's an organization representing builders and contractors, and they do a good job there in Washington, D.C., making sure that they get their message across. Katie, tell us a little bit about ABC and give us your website, and what are you guys up to these days?
Right. Well, ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors, is a national association. We represent over 23,000 merit shop construction and construction-related firms.
Tell us what merit shop means.
Merit shop is a term used as open shop, basically our philosophy is that any construction company should have the right to bid on and be awarded a contract regardless of their labor affiliation.
Whether they're union or not.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I agree with that. Now, go ahead.
Our website is www.abc.org. And basically, we have been working on a number of issues in this Congress, for everything from fighting union-only project labor agreements to working on the transportation reauthorization bill. But by and large, over and over, every time we poll our membership, the number one thing that they come back to is help us afford health care for our for our employees.
Now,
that's where association health plans come into play.
Don't you have a member who's going to be in the news today?
Well, we do, actually. President Bush is going to be up in New Hampshire, and he is going to be hosting his new favorite form of roundtable with small business owners actually up on the stage with him. I don't know if you've seen that in the news in the past few weeks. But a member of ours will be on the stage with him talking about the need for affordable health care. And, you know, as he's campaigns in New Hampshire, the president's been doing this around the country. We had a member participate in Michigan last week in the similar roundtable talking about the need for affordable health care. And the president was also in Michigan and Colorado spreading the same message last week. So it's become a central theme of his campaign strictly because the need is there, and he wants to do something to help small businesses.
What? Give us your website again one more time.
www.abc.org.
Check it out, folks. And can they join? Can they join your organization? Can builders and contractors join on your
Absolutely.
On the website there?
They can, and there is a link to our membership. Actually, our members join through their local chapters. We do have 80 chapters around the country. And through that, they would become a member of National as well.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, Katie, the association health plans, that law, that federal law that supersedes state insurance laws, that allows small businesses or any group, any trade group like yours, or like a chamber of commerce, to gaggle together their members and to negotiate one contract for health care across state lines, that law has passed the House eight, count them, folks, eight times. And we're stuck in the Senate, aren't we?
We are. We are. We've actually passed it twice in this 108th session of Congress, in June of 2003 and again in May of this year. The House has passed it, urging the Senate to take it up and to consider it. Unfortunately, they still have yet to do so.
Because in today's world, you know, 51% is not enough. 51 votes is not enough. You got to have 60 votes.
That's right.
Who is behind the who's behind this roadblock in the Senate?
Well, there's
other than Ted Kennedy.
I would say there's a number of factors that go into play. Last year in 2003, I would say the main reason that this legislation was not considered is because the focus really was on that Medicare and prescription drug bill,
right.
That took over the focus of health care and dominated the debate in the Senate, and they were not willing to consider anything else. This year, however, as we all know, is an election year. Like you said, Ted Kennedy, Hillary Clinton, they'd much rather have government takeover of health care and would filibuster any kind of market-driven proposal like AHP's. Therefore, groups like us are out there working to elect more pro-small business and pro-free enterprise members to the Senate, and we've got a number of candidates around the country that would do it.
You know, what's interesting with the irony here, Katie, is back when Hillary was trying to get, when Senator Clinton was trying to get, when she was the first lady, she was trying to get the universal health care through back in about, I guess, 93. Somebody asked her about how this was going to affect small business owners, and she's made this comment. I heard her say this on the news. I can't be concerned with every undercapitalized small business out there. Now that told me an awful lot about her attitude about small business.
It does.
And apparently she continues to vote that way.
She does. She'd much rather have government take over and not worry about those small businesses that do drive the economy. And if you look at Senator Kerry's plan versus President Bush's plan, Kerry's plan is going to cost the government, or the taxpayers, $1.5 trillion over 10 years, whereas President Bush's plan focuses all around market-driven solutions.
We've got to have market solutions for health care and portability. Market solutions and portability, Katie.
Portability is extremely important in the construction industry. You're right, Jim.
And that's where AHPs come in, folks. So what I encourage you, Katie, I know you agree with me, I encourage you folks to contact your senators and tell them that you want AHPs and you expect them to vote for it.
That would be terrific. We've got a website, www.ahpsnow.com.
AHPs Now. Thank you very much. And that's .com?
.com, I believe.
.com. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Katie Strong, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Eleanor Solomon and Ray Keating. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.